Exciting times in Sackville. Kraft Hockeyville is back. And, you know, you guys have been in the run before for this, but lent your support to an island rink at that time who had lost everything to fire.
We did, yeah. And we built a wonderful relationship with Tie Valley. And unfortunately, they didn't win in the end. It was Marina in Newfoundland who won. But like I said, their relationship that formed out of that was long-lasting, and they've even supported us this time around, and they held their own rally. They were supposed to come over, but things happened out of their control with their scheduling, and they couldn't come over afterwards for our rally, so they held their own for us, and it was quite successful.
That's very cool. How are we doing in the running?
Well, we were in the lead, if there's such a thing as the lead, but we've fallen back due to Trout Creek. They're from Ontario. Right now, it's all about points. People, I think there's a bit of misconception out there about voting. It's not voting yet. Right now, it's all about points. So if people want to go on the Kraft Hockeyville website, just literally Google Kraft Hockeyville. And then on the sidebar menu, just click on Find My Arena. You type in Sackville Arena and it pre-populates. You click on that and then you go to submit your story. You have to log in with an email and your name. But when it comes to submitting a story, that's another misconception. People say, I don't have a story. I can't think of anything. It's not about that. You answer three questions that are preset by Kraft Hockeyville. So you don't have to really go in and like do an essay. That can be intimidating. It's literally only answering three questions. So every time you do a story submission by answering those three questions, that's points. You can also add pictures up to five, original to your own. That's points. You can do a note, which is like a hashtag go Sackville go or Sackville to Hockeyville. That's a point. And then the same with reactions. You can go in and like people's pictures and or stories and up to 15 times, and that's a point. So the average person who does the whole package can provide us with 41 points, which is awesome.
Wow.
So we have fallen behind Trout Creek, but we're really optimistic that we'll be in the top four, but we're really putting a hard push right now for everyone to not assume it's going to happen, because you know what happens when we assume.
Indeed.
So we really want people to take 5 or 10 minutes out of their day in the evening or whenever to go online and do their submission to help us out. We're really, really trying to help the Sackville community.
And this would be huge for us as well, not only refurbishing the arena, but you also get to host a game.
Yeah, so the winner, this whole submission deadline is March 2nd, and then there's a time delay, about less than 2 weeks, and then they announce the top four arenas in Canada, so they'll make that announcement. And then from there, we wait until the voting date, which is early April. But yeah, the winner in the end gets $250,000 money to do repairs for their arena and upgrades, and they also get a chance to host an NHL preseason hockey game. So that's really, really exciting. Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Now, I appreciate you enlightening me, because I thought it was a voting-based system myself. So to know that it's points right now before you get into the voting, that's good information to pass on.
Yeah, and like I said, this is for the Sackville community, but it's also for the greater community. We lost our practice rink, the Dome, up by the Bedford Commons during COVID. So that was a huge loss to the community. So now we have to drive out of our Sackville area to even get practice time. And so to be able to have this money to do upgrades and possibly help with a second practice ice rink for the area, it would help everyone out. Because when we go out of our area to take practice time away from another association, everybody kind of suffers, right? So believe it or not, people say, don't you have enough rinks? We really do not have enough rinks in our area to accommodate all that is needed, not just for hockey, but like there's ringette, there's all kinds of other uses for ice surfaces, figure skating, everything, right? So it's a big competition to try and get ice time in our area, which people don't really realize.
The message we're putting across right now is to Google Kraft Hockeyville, enter your area. Of course, Sackville is what we're looking for, and to do what's being asked to accumulate those points.
Yep, get your submissions in before March 2nd. We'd really appreciate it.
Well, Char, I really appreciate you joining us here today and letting us know all about it.
Thank you so much.